Ralph, tell us a little bit about Father Malachi Martin. There is a picture here of you with him. When was that done?
Well, that was taken, I believe it was back in 1995. I used to teach classes years ago, and I had a group of investigators, and from time to time I would have Father Martin come down and give a lecture, a seminar two, to the group. And that's where that photograph was taken. Father Martin had the ability to reach many, many people in his life. That was a special gift that he had. I'm sure you heard some of the interviews with Art.
Oh, absolutely.
With Father Martin.
As a matter of fact, we're giving away, and I don't want to use this as a commercial here by any means, but he has had an interview with him that we give away as a CD on exorcisms, as mm-hmm. a matter of fact, and it was a very compelling interview.
Yes. He had a very, very wonderful way of speaking. And what I loved about Father Martin was that, as you know, he was a very intellectual person. His spirituality and his faith was so strong, but you never really got the feeling that he overshadowed you with that. He was able to speak with you on your level, no matter who you were, and the conversation was always great. With Father Martin.
He was a Jesuit, right?
Yeah.
Jesuit-type priest.
Yes, he was.
I never had the opportunity to interview him or talk with him, and mm-hmm. I think he died in 1999.
Yeah,
his legacy would continue on and on and on into the years had he not passed away. He sometimes seemed to be a rogue from the Catholic Church. Did they ever try to stop him from talking, writing?
Of course, yes. He received threats along those lines. And there are some people that feel that that he was actually murdered. And I'm starting to hear a lot of these rumors about that.
To silence him?
Yeah, basically.
That's something a policeman should get involved with, huh? There's another investigation for you, Ralph.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't think that will ever happen.
What was the official cause of death? Was what, a heart attack?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's what I thought
it was. Yeah, I believe so. He left the Jesuit order with a special dispensation. I believe it was from Pope Paul VI, I believe. I'm not quite sure. He renounced his vow of obedience and his vow of poverty, and he never renounced his vow of celibacy. And he continued functioning as far as saying Mass and being involved in exorcisms. He left the Jesuit order in 1964. And he didn't appreciate the changes of Vatican II. He felt that the church was going in the wrong direction, as the same with Bishop McKenna. He had left the mainstream Catholic Church because of the changes that Vatican II had made. He wanted to stay with the tradition, the Latin Mass, which is the original Roman Catholicism. And there are a lot of rumors that Father Martin had left the Jesuit order to take up with a woman, which is basically slandering his good name. And a lot of this is coming out after he's passed on, because
mm-hmm.
He can't defend himself. But that is not the case. But, you know, as with all holy men who are very, very effective, or have been very effective,
and visible,
yes, against the demonic, and not only against the demonic, but with bringing people into faith and shedding light on people's faith, of course they're going to be attacked.
Did he ever tell you, Ralph, that what he did in terms of the exorcisms he performed, was he ever scared?
Well, every person has fear. It's a natural emotion, but what takes away that fear is faith. Your faith will always overshadow fear. I believe he used to say something that you should measure your fear by the faith that you have in God, or something to that effect, which basically explained why fear is not good as far as dealing with the demonic, because all of your trust and your faith should be put in God, which should take away that fear. You know, it's how we operate as far as dealing with the demonic. You know, and some of it is frightening, and it could be. It doesn't even have to be a very physical type of exorcism, or you know, a very profound experience like a levitation or things of that nature. One of the most frightening things that I've ever witnessed during an exorcism took place. It was an exorcism of an 8-year-old little girl.
So it does happen a lot to children.
Well, not a lot. The thing is actually, years ago when I spoke with Father Martin, he told me about this little girl that he was dealing with. She was about 3 or 4 years old at the time. And he told me about this exorcism that he was involved in. And it just so happened that a few years later, I wound up getting involved in that with that same case. And there was no physical violence. There was no screaming and yelling. There was no speaking in a different voice. But what this little 8-year-old girl did was speak fluent Latin, which had a very, very profound effect on me and everybody in that room.
Because I'm sure she couldn't speak it when she was out of that possession.
No, not at all. You have to realize that the learning ability of this child was very limited due to the fact that she has been possessed since she was a very young child.
Okay, yeah.
So learning for her was obviously going to be a very big problem. She was a very, very withdrawn type of child when, you know, I had first seen her and was introduced to her. In fact, she seemed very timid and frightened of me, you know. But then during the exorcism, a different persona came out.